From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Dozens of Colorado state and local elections officials are participating in cybersecurity and other exercises to reinforce the state's voting status as among the most secure in the nation ahead of the November midterm elections. Homeland Security Secretary Kirsten Nielsen praised Colorado as a national leader in safeguarding elections during an address today at a Denver hotel. The amount of water flowing in the Colorado River has dropped by more than 15% over the last century. That's according to a new study. Luke Runyon has more.
15% might not sound like a lot, but in a river system where every drop is claimed by farmers and cities, any decrease is worrisome, says Brad Udall, a water researcher at Colorado State University. A big reason behind the decline is warming temperatures. Udall says the hotter it gets, the more water evaporates.
Disturbing. I think we're going to see a very different world as the 21st century unfolds with all of these climate change impacts.
Negotiations are underway in Arizona, California, and Nevada on a plan to prop up Lake Mead near Las Vegas and avoid water shortages in the region. Federal officials have given the states until the end of the year to craft a plan. The river is the main source of water for more than 40 million people in the Southwest. I'm Luke Runyon.
This is 91.5 KRCC News.